Blog Talk Radio.
The Miss Computer Lady Show on WMCL. Computer tips, tricks, advice, also interviews with commercial, independent recording artists, local and national figures from Toledo, Ohio, and throughout the world. Now your host, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Computer Lady.
Good morning, good evening, and also good afternoon. You are tuned to WNCLBlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. Shout out to all the families. I'm not going to be long. I just wanted to have this as a repeat. I had a feeling I was not going to be able to reach this lady I have had as a guest before, because as we all know, it is tax season. Knowing her, she is quite busy. But I wanted to bring back a show, an interview that I've had with Miss Regina Page, who is president and CEO of TISCBA. I think I finally got it right. tax accounting and services firm down in Atlanta, Georgia, who happens to be my cousin. She did a show last year, back in early October, having to do with tax extensions. I'm sure there are probably some people who are saying, well, my question goes beyond tax extensions. Don't worry, there are a few tax tips that she covered back then that are going to be applicable for this particular tax year. But in case there are those who need to have some answers in regards to tax extensions, those questions are going to be answered during this replay of this broadcast. If there are those who are in situations, and many are now in situations at this time due to the economy, some probably had to take full and part-time jobs and then do business on the side or use an alternate way to conduct their business. If that's the case, how to deal with taxes around that and on from there. Have one more. Speaking of taxes, actually, I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in for the show that I did with those who had to say bye-bye to Windows XP. I wanted to finally say, going to replay this show not only on today. This show will be replayed on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and on Wednesday. So Miss Computer Lady wants to do that for everyone. So in case you missed this one, you'll have a chance to catch the replay on the next following days. I love you all. You all take care. And now the replay of the interview I had with Miss Regina Page of TISCBA out of Atlanta, Georgia, about the taxes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello again there, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady. Oh, let's try again so we can bring this lady in, whom I know, again, as I mentioned before, is my cousin from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Miss Regina Page over Tax and Accounting Solutions. I think I'll be able to hear her right now. Let me see if she can hear me. Good evening. How you doing?
Hi, Amber. Can you hear me? I'm fine.
Yes, that's great. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule for being on the show.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Okay, great. Going to let this be yours. The floor is yours. What are the updates and the changes for about 12 minutes as far as tax extensions are concerned?
Okay, not very many updates or changes. It's the same as usual. But one thing that taxpayers need to understand, and this has not changed, an extension to file is not an extension to pay. So oftentimes you have taxpayers who delay filing their return because they're unable to make the payment if they have a balance due on their return. Filing an extension by April allows you time to prepare and gather your information to complete your taxes by the October 15th deadline. What that extension does is eliminate your failure to file penalty when you're on an extension, but it does not eliminate your failure to pay penalty. When you file your extension for your tax return, you're required to actually send in a payment on that extension for the amount of tax that you think you would owe, which is at least 90% of what your actual tax liability is calculated to be, is what you're required to send in to avoid that failure to pay penalty. So, again, an extension to file is just that, an extension to file, not an extension to pay. Okay?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that up. Let's see. Connie in the chat room. Hello there, Connie. Good to see you. So, again, as you were saying, it's not to delay the payment per se. You still going to have to make the payment. It's just giving you a little more time to do so. Is that what's being – is that what's happening?
It's giving you more time to prepare and complete your tax return, because typically if all things remain pretty much equal as they have for the prior year in your particular situation, you can usually project if you'll have a tax liability or not. So it's safe mm-hmm. in order to avoid that failure to pay penalty to send in a payment to the IRS for the amount that you think you will possibly owe. And again, to avoid that failure to pay penalty, you must pay at least 90% of the tax that's due on your return.
Okay, let me now ask you this. As far as a tax liability, for those who don't know, what exactly is a tax liability?
A tax liability is what you actually owe in federal taxes once you complete your tax return. Most W-2 employees have taxes withheld from their paycheck, and when they receive their W-2, that W-2 will have in a box the amount of federal taxes withheld and paid. So if you had withheld more than what you currently owe for taxes, you'll receive a refund. However, mm-hmm. if you did not have enough withheld from your W-2 income, you may have a balance due where you owe taxes. That's one situation for a W-2 employee. You have another situation if you're a self-employed individual. For example, if you're a subcontractor or you receive a 1099 for payment for services, that's usually consultants and self-employed individuals. Those individuals are required to make quarterly estimated tax payments throughout the year. So in that particular situation, that individual will usually have a balance due. And that's what a tax liability is, to answer your question specifically, when you have a balance due of federal taxes when you file your return.
That's good. That's good. So earlier you were saying there hasn't been much changes as far as, or any updates as far as tax extensions. It's just pretty much the same thing.
There was at a time, there used to be two extension deadlines. There used to be an extension filed through August 15th and then through October 15th. A couple of years ago, they eliminated the August 15th extension filing requirement, and it's just October 15th for individual taxes. If you file a business tax return, that extension goes through September 15th, so your business tax returns on extension should have been filed by September 15th.
Okay. What if, let's say, an individual has a combination? They work, let's say, part-time, but on the side, they have a business, and they did not know that they had to file by September 15th. What advice can you give?
They still have time to file. Well, we have to be careful in terms of that September 15 deadline for businesses. Most taxpayers mm-hmm. have a part-time job that's considered self-employed. Typically, mm-hmm. most of those taxpayers file their business income on a Schedule C, which is a schedule that
right.
is part of a 1040 personal return. So they're still subject to that October 15th deadline because they're only filing an individual income tax return and not necessarily a business tax return for corporations, LLCs, or partnerships. So the example you just mentioned is likely a Schedule C, which defaults to the individual income tax return, the 1040, and there's a Schedule C on that 1040 for those taxpayers.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever been asked this question, but just out of curiosity, what is it about the 15th? Like, taxes are due April 15th, and the extension is due October 15th.
And you know,
Amber,
let me tell you why I don't understand that. The IRS has what they call a matching, and this year and last year we've seen a very high volume of fraudulent tax returns being filed. So that matching in terms of what you filed versus what was submitted to the IRS doesn't occur by April. So I am not sure who selected April 15th as the due date, because oftentimes some companies or employers have not filed all required tax documents with the IRS, so the IRS is trusting that individuals are filing their returns correctly. So where that due date came from, I have no idea. I don't think they know.
They probably don't. I have to admit, before my audience, I had to ask that question because you know, probably someone had on the back of their mind always wanted to ask but never had the courage to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got Miss Computer Lady. I have the courage to ask that question.
Right.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Before we take a break, which will be just in a few minutes, what should people do, A, to prepare for the next tax year? And then when we come back from the break, we'll do the B side, what to look out for as far as tax extensions for the next tax year.
Okay. So what was your first question again? What should people do to prepare for
the tax season next year?
Okay, that's the part B. The part A. What was the part A?
Oh, the part A is – no, excuse me. Actually, that was the part A. The part A is what to do to prepare for the next tax year.
Oh, the next tax year, what you want to look at, if you had a balance due and you're a W-2 employee, what you need to do in terms of adjusting your allowances on your W-4 withholding document with your employer, because chances are if you had a balance due, you're not having enough withheld, so you need to make that adjustment. So that's one of the things that you want to look out and prepare for. And same goes for those self-employed individuals who are required to make estimated tax payments. If you fell short and have a balance due, you want to reevaluate the amount of payments that you're sending in for your estimated tax payment.
Okay, and before we go into this break, let me make sure I have the information correct as far as reaching you, and I'm going to repeat it again toward the end of the show on the tax number. Again, everyone, this is Regina Page of Tax and Accounting Solutions Incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia. The contact number 404-472-0702, and if you need to fax her, the fax number 404-472-0736. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Thanks. Thank you very much. Let's see. Actually, anybody in the chat room, if you have any questions, you could type them up. Let's see. Almost to the break right here. Let me ask this. I'm sure you're getting questions from everybody like, I need help filing this tax extension. Are you available for appointments and all of that? And I'm thinking to myself, she's quite a busy lady. She may not be, but we will see. So in case anybody's thinking of trying to see you, what's your availability?
I have availability later this week and early next week. They'll just have to call me. We are filling up pretty quickly, but we do have extended hours because we recognize that most taxpayers work throughout the day, so we have extended office hours the 2 weeks prior to that filing deadline. So we'll do what we can to accommodate, you know, any clients who need our assistance.
Okay. Your extended hours are from what time to what time?
Usually we'll see our last client at 7:30 p.m. during this particular time period, and if they need a later appointment, we do those by appointment only.
Oh, so if someone needs to come in like at 8 o'clock or 8:30, you'll still see them?
Yes.
Wow.
We do have security in our office building, so that's not a problem.
Okay, good, good. She knew what Miss Computer Lady was thinking. Yeah, you know, make sure everything's secure. If anybody wants to email you, it is rpage@tasicpa.com.
That is correct.
Okay. I messed up how the acronym was pronounced, so I said I'll just spell it out instead of saying it out.
That's okay. A lot of people have a problem with that acronym.
But it's a beautiful name, though, you know, quite unique and all of that. But
thank
we're
you.
Going to answer the next question. You're welcome. After this break.
Okay.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
I made a commitment this year that I was going to sit down and actually learn how to use my Microsoft Office suite. For years, I've been just able to manipulate the emails, you know, do a few little things in Microsoft Word and just say, okay, but I realized everything has changed so much and become so integrated that I needed to step up my game.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there, this is your boy Steady J from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest and best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Everybody, thank you again for tuning in. We are back on the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. To all the families, WDKKRadio.com, JPBTV Network, also WWRN Digital Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in. Speaking again with Regina Page from Tax and Accounting Solutions in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about those tax extensions and what to do. Due to the time, I could probably bring in only one or two questions. If there's anyone in the chat room who would like to ask a question, feel free to do so. Okay, the part B of the question that I had for you. After October 15th, is there a particular type of preparation in case anybody thinks that, okay, I probably will not be able to make the deadline on April 15th, but I'm going to try to do something as far as the extension. Is there a way to prepare for that or not?
Are you stating that they're not going to have all the information ready to complete their return?
Probably not.
Right. So what happens, again, when you file that extension eliminates your failure to file penalty. So any returns filed after October 15th will then be subject to that failure to file penalty. So the only thing that they can do to prepare for that is to get the return in as quickly as possible.
Right.
Because
and it's usually
they're going to incur that late filing penalty, which is usually 5% of the unpaid taxes for every month that it's late.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that extension from April through October allowed you to avoid the failure to file penalty. But once October 15th passes, now you're getting into that failure to file penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing that they can do to prepare is to get it in as soon as possible.
Right. Is it still before midnight Eastern Standard Time on the 15th?
Usually they want it to be before that. That's usually the transmission time. As a transmitter of the tax returns, they normally like us to transmit, if we're filing electronically, to transmit by midnight. However, if you're still mailing in returns, you need to have it postmarked by midnight.
Okay. All right. Speaking of electronically, let me ask this, because it wouldn't be the Ms. Computer Lady Show without this question. Is more technology involved now as far as filing taxes than was last year?
No. Actually, electronic filing is very easy, seamless process, so it's not technical at all. It's just a matter of us hitting the button and transmitting the return, so it's not difficult at all.
Let's see. There is one question I know that was asked me to ask of you. I'm sure hundreds of listings supposedly to file taxes for free. Are there any legitimate sites you can go to file for free or what?
Absolutely. The IRS has the Volunteer Assistance Income Tax Preparation. I think it's called VITA. So sometimes they set up at libraries, churches, or other organizations where they do file simple tax returns free of charge. So that is true.
Now, for the more complex, like maybe for a business or what's called an S-Corp or C-Corp, they might not be able to handle those type of taxes, because I know those are pretty much in a class by themselves.
Right, exactly.
More complicated.
As far as I know, they pretty much prepare those returns that are pretty basic in nature. As far as I know, I would check with the local IRS office, and they should be able to give you the details in your city regarding the locations where they'll be preparing those taxes and to what extent they'll be able to provide assistance.
Okay. All right, good. So everybody, make sure you listen to Regina. Get that form in by midnight, well, way before midnight, if you can, Eastern Standard Time, which means in the West Coast, it's got to be by 9 p.m. No, by 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. Correspond that time with other time extensions. I'm not going to go past Pacific Standard Time, because I'll lose the translation after that. So whatever your time is, in whatever region of the United States you're living in, make sure you get in by midnight Eastern Standard Time, correspond that with your time zones. Before you leave, my wonderful cousin, any last words and advice for everyone as far as taxes are concerned?
Yes, do whatever you can to protect your identity, because as I said, there's an increased number of fraudulent tax returns being filed, and you'll know that there's a fraudulent tax return being filed because when you file your return, it'll reject as a duplicate return. So just protect your identity.
Mm-hmm. And there are, I know, a good number of ways to doing that. Let's see, last question. What if someone runs into that situation where, why am I getting this message that I'm filing a duplicate return? What should they do at that
right.
time?
What they need to do, they need to contact the Chamber of Commerce. They need to file a police report and send in that information to the IRS with a hard copy of their return as well as a copy of their driver's license, and they will be required to file a paper return proving their identity. And it takes, I'm so sorry, about a year to get that process in terms of if you're due a refund. It's going to take about a year for you to get the refund that's due to you. And then going forward, if you've been a victim of identity theft in terms of someone filing a fraudulent return, the IRS will issue you a unique PIN number that you're required to include on your return when you file electronically. So the IRS knows that it is the true taxpayer filing the return and that it's not a fraudulent return.
All right, everybody. You heard that. Regina Page, Tax and Accounting Solutions in Atlanta, Georgia, 404-472-0702, 404-472-0736. The fax, the email, rpage@tasicpa.com. www.lifeofthedustlive.com. Again, thank you so much. Take care, and y'all don't overwhelm her with your appointments, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was saying thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let me mention this quickly before we go. We're going to go with High Five and Favorite Girl. Again, thanks to Regina Page for that tax information. Love you all. Take care. Peace out. Bye-bye.
I'll be there for you, honey. I've got all the loving that you will ever need, so don't you go searching someone new.
What I feel.